Well, speaking of food, then, where did your food supply, you know, just your food and as you said, milk you got from the Pike farm, I'm guessing.
So. Yeah, we got our potatoes up in Hardwick from the Rowell, from one of the Rowell farms, Maine number one potatoes, and they were stored in our cellar on big wooden platforms. And Miney ordered those. We ordered our meat from a wholesale place in Burlington. And as far as I know, our vegetables also came from someplace like Black River or whatever comparable firm came. But the guy from the meat place came every 2 weeks to find out what to order. And Miney always ordered the meat because she knew exactly what she wanted. And we used to get advice from him. For instance, he'd tell us when to order lamb chops if the Orthodox people were not getting them, you know, the loin chops. He'd say, well, now those are a good buy now because they're not being bought by the kosher people. So, but she never bought, she always bought, we always bought top round for roast beefs. We never had, and she knew how to cook it. She always cooked it rare, so it was never tough, you know. She knew how to order her meats so as to give us the best possible results. We got our cheese probably from Cabot. I don't remember. She was close enough to Cabot up there to get Cabot cheese. Miney did a lot of our food ordering for us, and she knew how to do it. And her daughter, by the way, became a medical dental technician. She brought up her children to be teachers and learners. She was really wonderful, and she was great about Sundays. She said, "The Lord knows I'm thinking of Him, and I'm at work. I'm at work on Sunday, so that's it."
What were her days off then? What days was she?
She had a couple of days off during the week, not weekends, because we needed her weekends, and she was wonderful about that. She and Miney, she and Grammy McWilliam. We'd take them up to Morrisville, and they'd take the St. Johnsbury Linger and Wait, that train that went all the way over to Hardwick. And they'd take the train to Hardwick, but then the train stopped, and we'd either take them to Hardwick or put them on a bus if there was a bus. So they lived a hard life. It was but then Vermonters tend to survive with that sort of thing. And I think we all realized what sort of life they were leading and did what we could to make it as easy as we could for them. We tried anyway.